Agenda item 16, report and possible discussion on agency communication information. Dale Bebask?
Bebask met on January the 11th. Our next meeting is scheduled for April the 11th. We got three vacancies, one a regional water planning group vacancy, a irrigation and livestock vacancy on that. So if y'all got somebody that'd be interested in nominations, fill those slots, we'd be glad to have them. We've got a lot of new members. We're going through the process of educating them on the process of environmental flows and SB3. And we'll be looking at our recommended strategies and whether they need to be updated from the studies that's been done over the last 6, 7, 8 years.
All right, thank you, Dale. I don't think Texas Parks and Wildlife is here or the State Soil and Water Conservation Board. TDA Lauren Moore is here. Glad you're here, Lauren.
Perfect, thank you. I'm Lauren Moore with the Texas Department of Agriculture. And the main update I have, we have recently opened a low interest loan program that can help fund water programs for municipalities. And our agency is currently working with the Water Development Board to hopefully make it transferable in the future. So if you have any questions, I will be around for a few minutes after the meeting and come find me. Thank you.
Thanks, Lauren. Interregional Planning Council, Gail is not here. She did send a report. Lucy is her alternate, and she's going to give Gail's report.
The council met on February 8th to discuss and approve its report to the Texas Water Development Board for the 2027 water planning cycle. The report is due on or before March 4th, 2024, unless Mark Evans of Region H, who is the chair of the Interregional Planning Council, deems there is a reason for the council to hold another meeting. The work of the council for this planning cycle is complete and no further meetings are scheduled. The report made recommendations to the Texas Legislature, the Texas Water Development Board, and to future interregional planning councils. The recommendations were based on the three changes to the council. One, improve coordination among regional planning groups between each group and the Texas Water Development Board in the meeting the goals of the state's water planning process and the water needs of the state as a whole. Two, facilitate dialogue regarding water management strategies that could affect multiple regional water planning areas. And three, share best practices regarding operation of the regional water planning process. Copies of the report will be circulated, but here is an overview of the council's recommendations. One, to the legislature, A, provide additional funding for the various regional planning group activities in such a fashion that the regions are in a better position to affect the water planning process. B, provide financial incentives for the local sponsorship of innovative, visionary, multi-benefit projects. And C, amend the language of the Texas Water Code, Section 16.053, parentheses 1, to strike simplified planning from the statute so as to allow full updates of the state water plan and authorize one-way or webinars for efficiently disseminating information. And two, to the Water Development Board. Develop protocols to incorporate annual discussions to evaluate and document best practices. This recommendation would include developing resources such as webinars concerning the application process for access to funding for water planning related projects. And three, to future interregional planning councils. A, monitor effectiveness of efforts to promote interregional coordination and review how to best utilize interregional liaisons in the development or use of shared water resources. B, use state agencies' expertise to assist regions in developing a vision of planning resources for the state as a whole. C, consider holding sessions for deep dive into more complicated topics. D, review all recommendations in the 2027 State Water Plan Council's report and submit the assessment to the Texas Water Development Board. The council exemplifies the process of continuous improvements. As more information is assembled on regional water planning projects and more information is collected on the state's water planning needs, the council can have more of an impact on the water planning process and be more assistance to its three constituents, the legislature, the Water Development Board, and future councils. I want to thank this board for allowing me to represent Region G on the council and Gail was elected vice chair of the council. Gail also would like to thank Lucy Dunn for her willingness to be my alternative. And this came from Gail Peek.
Okay. Brian, so on, do you know anything about the report?
Actually, I was not at that meeting. I was at another conference.
All right, so you can't answer my question. All right. Well, then we'll go forward. Thanks. Hey, any questions on any of those?